it's a very special week of Little Shows live on tape from the Hawaiian Big Fanny. Aloha!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3614 of EFO for Monday the 13th of December 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it may be my last day in the Hawaiian, but lots of stories to come. Returners, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're returners today because I am recording this on Sunday morning. What am I doing? Big Fatty, we don't know. but I'm recording this Sunday morning, but y'all. As you're hearing this, we're returning to Charleston. We're bidding farewell to our gracious host, Woody and Patrick. Y'all, it's just lovely. It's just been a lovely trip. I know that y'all, like with most guests that stay about 3 days, you start to smell like fish. Rotting fish. Oh, get those rotting fish out of my house. And they've basically opened a fish market here because we've been rotting here for 8 days. And speaking of rotting, the Nip has joined me. And we're going to pick up where we left off the other day. But y'all, before we move any further, I failed to mention on the day that we went to the Pearl Harbor, y'all, we went by the Punch Bowl. Oh, Big Fatty, was it spiked? No, not that kind of Punch Bowl. Y'all, there's a military cemetery here. It's called the Punch Bowl, and y'all, it's on the top of a mountain, and it's sort of a craterish kind of valley or whatever that looks out, and y'all, it's gorgeous, just gorgeous, and very somber, and y'all, it was just lovely, and I want to thank Mr. Tim Kumal for reminding me that I forgot that. Fatty, somebody's got to remind you of everything. But y'all, before we get to Thursday and our visit to the Hawaiian luau, y'all, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today, the 13th of December, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is, y'all, I've known this person many years. He's come to the Pride 48 in the Nolens, and attends the annual Podcasters of America dinner at the Colon Aid. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only. Y'all, he's also come to the Y'all, we're talking about none other than the one and only Travis Big Fatty. We love Travis. It's true, we do. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all also have met in person many times at the Pride 48 events. Y'all, he and Urban Guy T.O. hosted the underpants parties at Pride 48. Y'all, he's from up there in the northern Mexico, and Granny and I traveled up there to spend some time up there and visit with him. Y'all used to do that Toucan Beanie and the underpants show, and now hanging out with hot-looking gingers. Big Fatty the Ginger Man. Well, he loves, I think he loves the gingers. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only turnip head. Oh, Big Fatty, our favorite root vegetable. It's true. But y'all, he doesn't celebrate. He does not celebrate now. He celebrates his celebration of exiting the birth canal in the summertime so he can take his underpants off. Big Fatty, does he ever wear them? Well, sometime. So y'all, if you see Travis or the turnip head on the Twitty or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy anniversary.
Y'all, today also the 13th of December, y'all, we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've met these gentlemen when they came to Charleston several years ago St. Patrick Patio Furniture Day. Y'all, they always decorate their home up there in the North Kakalaki at the Gay Crema and at Crema time. Y'all, just as nice as they can possibly be. Y'all, they used to live I don't remember where, Raleigh maybe, but y'all, it is the anniversarium of Ron and Stacy up there in the Hillsboro, North Kakalaki. Big Fatty, we love the Stacy and Ron in Hillsboro, North Kakalaki. It's true, we do. And so y'all, if you happen to see Stacy and Ron on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, I see y'all. The Nip is here, and Patrick and Woody are running around like heads with their chickens cut off. But they'll be sitting down and chitter-chatting with us also here at some point. But y'all, we're gonna pick up on Thursday. Look, there's some sort of. Patrick's getting laid. What is that made of? It looks like a snake skin.
It's a ribbon lay.
Oh, a ribbon lay. Y'all, it's very fancy. Speaking of lays, y'all, what did we do on Thursday during the day?
You didn't mention my anal bead lay.
Well, I'll get to your anal beads in a minute. What did we do on Thursday during the day? We were all doing running around and everything.
We went to Dole.
We went to the dead one. Right, the Dole pineapple plantation. And y'all, it was lovely. Got a lovely crema ornament there.
Very fast train.
And y'all, Patrick had gotten us tickets to go through the through the gardens and to ride the Pineapple Express train. And so y'all, they had a sign up that says that the gardens were sloppy and messy, muddy, and well, the Nip's going to find the picture and tell us what it was. And it said it reminded him of Swamp Ass. Anyway, it's we'll get that in a minute. So y'all were waiting on the choo-choo train, and y'all, there was hardly no line at all. And the choo-choo train was right there in the station, and y'all, it pulled away on the Pineapple Express. Oh, here it is. The gardens were wet, muddy, and slippery, and please be careful and enter at your own risk. So that kind of sounds like Big Fatty. It sounds like Granny's Butthole. Well, that too. y'all were waiting on the Pineapple Express, and we're waiting. Big Fatty, you sound like a train yourself. And y'all, then we hear ning, 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 and the arms come down to block the path to cross. And y'all, the Pineapple Express was anything but express. It was moving at let me just put it this way. Your old grandmother on a walker with limited mobility could outrun the train. It was going about.
I think it was having mechanical difficulties.
Well, it was. It was like it had the arthritis, y'all. Y'all, and it would move about 2 feet a minute. I mean, it's literally and the train was empty, so they let everybody off somewhere. And anyway, so y'all, we decided no, we do not have time to wait on the Pineapple Express. And y'all, we got out of line, and Patrick went and got our got the refund, and thank you so much for doing that. Mm-hmm.
We had to go.
We got to go, and and y'all, then they put people back on the train, and all these people were standing watching this thing's moving. Y'all, a snail could have moved faster, anyway, we had to go because, y'all, we had to be at the Hawaiian Luau. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty had several highlights of this trip, and this was one of them for me. Y'all, first of all, we had the – oh, hi. By the way, the Nip's wearing a nut lay.
Big Fatty, that is just vulgar.
What did y'all, and was this your first luau?
My second one, first one at the Germain's.
Germain's, and Patrick says that Germain's is the best.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's his favorite, and y'all, the interesting thing is, y'all, it looks like you follow the directions on the mechanical in the car, and it looks like you go, Is this giving me the right directions? Because y'all, I mean, it's like you go through an industrial area, and I mean, it just gets more and more industrial as you go, and then you get to the end of the road, and there it is. And y'all, it's right on the water, and they've got a nice stage all set up. Y'all, we were very special because we had the Plumeria pulmonary package. And we just kind of got in the separate line and just walked right on up to the front, and they said, Big Fatty's party is here, they presented us with a nut lay, and y'all, by the way, I'm going to ask Patrick to just tell you what the proper way of getting laid is.
With the lays, and so you want to put it over your shoulders where the ribbon hangs like a wedding ring. If you're with someone, you want to put it on the left side. If not, then you want to put it on your right side.
And, and, really nice gesture. And it, it,
like you say, it doesn't hang like Mardi Gras beads. No. It's up on your shoulders. And no. Y'all, I didn't know a lei had a ribbon on it. I never knew.
When you're giving it with aloha, right? So you're presenting it, you're giving it, you're not tossing it on there like someone just put their shirt up and asked for beads.
So, anyway, oh, get away from me. Y'all, the nip is trying to lay me. And, you know, that's just...
I can assure you that is never going to happen.
But anyway, y'all, we had the best seats. The best seats in the house, if you ask me. Because
could not have been better unless we'd been sitting on the stage.
Unless you had been at a different table, maybe. But, wait, are they whispering sweet nothings
they
in
kissed.
Each other? Oh! Well, that's what you do after you get laid. But anyway...
You missed it because you were being evil to me.
Oh, okay. By the way, the reviews are in, and they can't wait for you to be off the show. But anyway, poor nipples. Anyway...
Sorry, I didn't like it. Didn't like being on it to begin with.
Okay. Well, anyway, comments about the show?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good. It started off with drinks. You can't beat that. Blue
Y'all,
Lions, Mai Tais.
Yes, the Pulmeria package. We got three drink coupons, and you could have a blue Hawaiian or a Mai Tai or wine or beer or...
Or a mixture.
Or something else. Or you could mix it up. And
y'all were able to walk to the Emu to see them cook the pig down
Yeah, all right. Right.
I thought they were cooking an emu in the ground. That's what when they said... We're going to the emu. I thought, oh my God, we're eating emu for dinner.
Emu is a underground.
Underground, oven. And it's cooked with the heat from the lava from under the ground, right?
Well, it's lava rocks, right? It's not like it's not the lava hasn't come up.
Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all, but they had a big ceremony where they and y'all they had these very handsome hula guys. Uncovering the pig, and there's a ceremony and everything, and
we've had someone else join us.
Oh, and we've had poodles. A big Betty, I don't like it when there's someone else here. But y'all, there was a ceremony, and they blew in the horn in the seashells, and they lit the tiki torches, and y'all, they were almost butt naked, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. And then we came back, and y'all, they had a little appetizer for us there at the table, and y'all, the nice thing is they had a little light. You turn the little light on, and they come running to the table. Well, maybe not running. They were faster than the train at the Dole Pineapple.
And you couldn't turn the light on.
It was a little difficult turning the light on. Then had a little pre-show, and y'all is all decorated up for crema and everything. And dear gosh, I guess we'll have to finish telling you about the luau on Tamari's little show. Big Fatty, you ran your damn mouth so long you didn't get a chance to even talk about the poo-poo, not the, what is that, the poi. Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Fatty, boy, oh boy, it's time to talk about poi. Yeah, I guess so. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. I think Woody and Patrick are going to join me for an episode of The Gays here. And you'll hear that later on. But everybody say aloha.
Aloha.
There's Squeaky Ducky. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.